Okay, we'll do from the letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 4, and this is letter number 514.
Oh, we're switching volumes
now? No, why? We've been doing volume 4 the whole time. This is the sixth day of the first Adar Rishon, Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is sending this letter to Kalman Kotlovitz. All right, so the Rebbe writes in peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I enjoyed the detailed report that you sent me about the school, the Beit Rivka of Crown Heights. And I wanted to make a few notes about the report. Number one, he says, this that you write, that you are putting in effort to train the children to learn various different words in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, when they are speaking in English. So Rebbe sort of that they should mix sort of some Hebrew words while they're speaking English. So the Rebbe says, to train a child to mix in his talking two languages, Rebbe says it would seem that there's also, I don't understand, also a part that contradicts that type of, not exactly understanding what the Rebbe is saying here. Number two, the Rebbe writes to him, as far as the prayer for children that they have there, I don't understand what would the Adon Olam, what is it doing there? He says, certainly, the Rebbe says, you have that. There's a small booklet which has the blessings and prayers that we published. And look at page 2 there. There is the morning prayers for small children. Again, it's hard, without seeing the report, it's hard to exactly know. Number 3, in the look how detailed the Rebbe went through his things. The Rebbe says, you mentioned all the different blessings, but the Rebbe says, I noticed that the regular blessings are missing there, like Bor Pri HaEitz, Bor Pri HaAdama, and also Brich Rachmona, which you do after benching. I mean, how come they're not there? The Rebbe's making. Number 4, you don't mention in your report that you're training the children Derech Eretz, that you're training them respect, like how they should conduct themselves while they're eating, how they should be helpful to their friends. So the Rebbe is giving him the some guidance that should be part of the curriculum of the report. I mean, how, not just teaching them the material, but teach them mensch to be a mensch too. You know, that's important. And the Rebbe says it's also be fitting to make some sort of a hint, a remembrance to the mincha before the end, like saying the verse Poseches Yodecha, or the, and etc., the verses after Aleinu Altira, etc. So he says to him, I'm sure, the Rebbe concludes, I'm sure you know how much my father-in-law, the Rebbe, sacrificed himself to making sure that this should be a proper education. The children should be a kosher, a good chinuch for the children. And also, he wanted to strengthen Yiddishkeit, even on the most simplest of levels. He wanted it should be just very, very simple. It should be following the tradition. He says the Rebbe could have used that time that he invested in taking care of these similar things. He could have taken that time. He could have studied the secrets of the Torah and the secrets of the secrets. He could have been occupied himself with, you know, great studies on his own. But yet, this is a message, a lesson to each one of us. And it's, don't need to go into great detail, but you can understand yourself, which also explains why the Rebbe is getting involved in a report He could answer a difficult passage in the Talmud or a difficult passage in the Kabbalah. And the Rebbe is going inside to tell, make footnotes, how to train the children, what to say, notices exactly which bracha there is, which bracha there isn't, and takes the time to write about it, to make him, because this is how his father-in-law did, that he dedicated himself to making sure that the children get a proper and do the right way. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure that you too is adding more force in your work as an educator, in your education, that you would influence your students and those who you educate, that also it should extend to the home of their parents. So not only the children, but you should do such a good job with the kids, that should in turn also illuminate the houses of the parents with the light of Torah and mitzvahs in a fitting way. Our sages tell us, if you speak from the heart, then it will enter the heart. Dvarim hayotzi min halev, nichnasim el halev. Which means, very simple, the Rebbe says in Yiddish, hartzi kereid. Rebbe says, speak very warm, felt words. Speak warmly to them. If you speak to them warmly, then they will respond. The Rebbe concludes with blessing for success in your education, in the kosher education, and also in your personal matters. And what could we say after that? We are not so busy with such spiritual things, so we should, you know, see to it what we can do to try to make a difference, you know, especially of those of us who are in education, to try to influence. And we're in a way, we're all in education, because whenever we see someone, and one of the things that the Rebbe would always say, that everybody knows something that they can share with somebody else. In other words, even if you're a beginner or a very beginner, there's somebody that knows even less than you do. So if you know like Aleph and Bet only, teach somebody who only knows Aleph. So you'll teach him, so he knows, so you tell him something. So we're all in education, but this is just emphasizes how important education is and how all the details and how much the Rebbe did for this.